I thought, what shall I say about the meaning of Christmas? And I believe that the Lord led me to this verse, verse 45 of Mark 10. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And what I want to happen is that you'll have a crisp, clear, brief statement about what Christmas is about, so that at work or with family members, you can just say, this is what Christians believe Christmas is for. There are a lot of different answers to that. I mean, you could say, I just throw out some here. You could say, it's about the Son of God, who was the very radiance of the Father, bearing the very imprint of his nature, taking on human flesh and form and becoming man. Or you could say, it's about a man named Jesus in whom the fullness of deity dwells bodily. Colossians 2:9. Or you could say, it's about prophecy. And prophecies like Micah 5:2, you, O Bethlehem, too small among the clans, are going to be honored, and out of you will come a ruler over my people Israel. Or like Isaiah 9:11, a son, a child will be born to you, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That coming is what Christmas is all about. Or you might say, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve us and to give his life as a ransom for many. He came for that. And that's what I want to talk about. There's so many things that Christmas means. The incarnation of the Son of God into human form is the foundation of all of our dreams and all of our hopes and everything else we affirm about him and on the basis of him. And so Christmas is everything, you might say.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. For the complete message and many other free resources, please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.